Conservative commentator Hugh Hewitt breaks down Trump's first 100 days, he is determined. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 21, 2025. As April 30 approaches, the date that marks President Donald Trump's first 100 days in office, establishment media conservative commentator Hugh Hewitt sat down with Prageru CEO Marissa Streit to examine the start of the president's second term, noting that he is amused by the people who say Trump is reckless, given that in reality, the president is determined to re-establish basic concepts of the U.S. Constitution that have been abandoned by the left. I am amused by the people who say he's reckless, Hewitt said, told Streit, adding, he is determined to force through the court's challenges to the basic structure of the Constitution that were abandoned in the progressive era and then left far behind during the New Deal. Watch below. The three great expansions of the government occurs with Woodrow Wilson, FDR, and LBJ, Hewitt explained. That's 100 years of growth, and 100 years of abusing the original design of the Constitution, which is small, limited, enumerated powers. To get that back, President Trump has launched 1,000 ships, he added. Even if 10 of them make it to the other side, we'll be in a much better position. Right now, we're in the trifecta, a Republican president who's aligned with the House and the Senate, Hewitt noted. And when you're in the trifecta, you can get 2, and some people argue, 3, reconciliations through. Hewitt elaborated. The first reconciliation, which is moving its way through, is the extension of the Trump tax cuts, and their refinement, no tax on tips and a couple other things. Energy production relief, defense buildup of $150 billion, and the fourth part is the border wall, border security. That, we'll eventually get through. Then there will be more opportunities. If they are smart, they will focus on empowering the executive to take control of the executive branch, meaning that independent agencies are no longer independent. They can move fast, they can break things, they can change regulations. The conservative commentator also pointed out that Trump wants manufacturing back in America, noting the president has believed that since before the Soviet Union fell. While acknowledging that President Trump's stance was not consonant with Ronald Reagan, Hewitt nonetheless asserted, we have now got to accept it's a new era and we better onshore everything. I don't want a war with China, I don't want my kids or my grandkids to be in a war with China, he said. We have to deter that. The only way to deter that is to make everything we need here. I like what he is doing, Hewitt said of President Trump, adding, it is worth a big swing. It's going to hurt for 18 months. And the Senate and the Congress have to cut the taxes, or we're going to get deeply hurt. Depending on what happens next, Hewitt surmised, we could go into a recession or a depression if Congress does not bring the growth that is needed from the extension of the tax cuts, or we could be in a booming era. We won't know for 9 months, he said. But the good news is, countries are now lining up to make deals with us due to Trump tariffs, Hewitt noted, adding, I remind everyone, Donald Trump is, and remains, a developer. I was a lawyer for developers, the biggest ones that you've ever heard of, all the big ones in California, for 27 years. They all do the same thing, Hewitt said, before elaborating. They get a big piece of land, and they go into the entitlement agency, county, city, state, and say, I want to build 10 units per acre. And, they know, they're never going to get 10 units per acre. Then the guys at the desk say, you're not going to get it. Let's get down to 8, and we'll take it to the planning commission. Then you go to the planning commission, they say, well, we want some more parks, and all of a sudden you're at 5. Then you go to the city council, and the city council says, we want another fire station and an elementary school. So you're down to 4, it's all a negotiation until it's done. Donald Trump kicked off 80 development projects on Wednesday, Hewitt said. That was Liberation Day, doors open, let's haggle. And he's going to haggle. Is it going to work? China hit us with a huge reciprocal tariff. That's the only one I don't care about. I don't want to trade with China, he added. We were in a trade war with the Soviet Union for however long, 1947 to 1991. We're in a trade war with China, fine. As far as public perception of the president, Hewitt claimed Trump's credibility is fixed, meaning that people will either love or hate him, no matter what he does while he is in office. He is as fixed as a block of stone in everybody's mind, as to whether he's good or bad, he said. I do not think an opinion of Trump is going to change for 20 years. Hewitt also noted that in the United States, we've grown accustomed to presidents who entertain us, adding, Obama entertained us, Trump entertained us, Biden horrified us, but it was like watching a Freddy's Nightmares show, a slasher flick. Trump is the most entertaining president of my lifetime, the conservative commentator declared, reminding viewers, and I worked for Ronald Reagan. The Pragaroo CEO then asked, do you think the opinion of Trump being fixed is his superpower? To which Hewitt replied, yes. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.